Hello everyone, this is Akila, your training partner in UGC English Preparation. In this audio lecture, I'm going to discuss about Wilfred Owen. So let's get started with today's audio lecture. Wilfred Owen, 1893 to 1918. He was an English poet and a soldier. He was one of the leading poets of First World War. He was influenced by his mentor, Siegfried Sassoon, who was also a part of war poets and also participated in the First World War. There are 9 works of Wilfred Owen. Let's get started with the first one. First one is Dulcet et Decorum Est. Most popular war poem and published posthumously in 1920. Dulcet, DulcetDecorumEst. Dulcet Decorum Est. So the Latin title is taken from Roman poet Horace, and the title means it is sweet and honorable. And it is followed by a patria mori, which means to die for one's country. The poem is known for its horrific imagery and condemnation of war. The second work is Insensibility. It deals with the cell shock and long and short term effects, psychological effects of it. And the entire poem is divided into 6 sections. The third work is Anthem for Doomed Youth. It employs the traditional form of a patriarchal sonnet, and the poem is dedicated to funeral rituals suffered by those families deeply affected by the First World War. Here, the poet laments that soldiers died like a cattle, and there is no need of funeral as it was conducted the day when the soldier left for war. Candles not lit and are replaced with cheers. No need to cover the coffin as it is covered hard enough by sorrows of family members, guns or the singing hymns. Then the fourth work of the poet is Futility. Futility details an event where a group of soldiers attempt to revive an unconscious soldier by moving him into a warm sunlight on a snowy meadow. However, the kind old son cannot help the soldier. He has died. That is, all the fellow soldiers, they are trying to bring the life back of a soldier, and they are moving the soldier to a sunny place, but it's of no use. The soldier died. And the fifth one is Strange Meeting. It deals with the atrocities of First World War, published in 1919 after Owen's death. The poem is narrated by a soldier who goes to the underground. And he goes to the underground to escape from the hell of the battlefield. And there he happens to meet the enemy soldier he killed the day before. The sixth work of the poet is Arms and the Boy. Plays on the opening lines of the Roman poet Virgil's great epic, the Aeneid, Arms and the Man I Sing. Owen's title focuses on the war, on the way war corrupts and destroys youthful innocence. The seventh work is The Send-Off. It describes a group of new soldiers departing for the trenches by train. The send-off muses upon the unknown fates of those men who left for war. The eighth work is Mental Cases, conveying the physical effects of warfare. And the last and the final work is Greater Love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This biblical quotation provided Owen with the title for this powerful poem. And it is all about the male sacrifice on the battlefield. This is the end of the audio lecture. All right, now you have a lot of information to observe. So feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.